Recorded Books presents a Griot audio production, Mama Ruby, by Mary Monroe. This unabridged recording is narrated by Kevin R. Free. Recorded Books is the producer and publisher of Griot Audio, celebrating the best in contemporary African-American fiction and nonfiction. And now, Mama Ruby.
Chapter 1. Shreveport, Louisiana, 1934. Nobody ever had to tell Ruby Jean Upshaw that she was special, but she heard it from every member of her family, her father's congregation, her classmates, and even the people in her neighborhood almost every day. She was the seventh daughter of a seventh daughter. To some black folks, that was a very high position on the food chain. It meant that she had mystical abilities usually associated with biblical icons. But as a child, Ruby didn't care one way or the other about being special like that. She balked when people insisted that she'd eventually have healing hands and the ability to predict the future, like other seventh daughters of seventh daughters. Ruby didn't care about healing anybody. That was God's job, and those snake oil salesmen who rolled through town from time to time. And she certainly didn't want to be telling anybody what the future held for them, because if it was something bad, they didn't need to know, and she didn't want to know. The bottom line was, and she told a lot of people this when they brought it up, she didn't want those responsibilities. The last thing she needed cluttering up her life was a bunch of superstitious people taking up her time and drawing unwanted attention to her. Just being the daughter of a preacher was enough of a burden.